This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Joe Darcy, and he's a tour guide in Dublin, and we're taking a walk through Dublin. Now, of course, you had the Celtic Tiger economy, which petered out, but for 10 years or something, Dublin's economy, Ireland's economy, was really booming. When you stand on O'Connell Bridge, do you see much of the result of that in the skyline?
If you look downstream from the O'Connell Bridge, you can three bridges down is the Samuel Beckett Bridge, a wonderful masterpiece by Santiago de Calatrava, well-known architect around the world.
Uh-huh.
And it's right on the edge of Dublin's business district that was built in the 1980s, 1990s. Just a little bit further east of that is a derelict building, which was meant to be the headquarters of the Anglo-Irish Bank, which was one of the major failing banks in Ireland in 2007, 2008.
Oh, no.
And that building still stands derelict.
So there are some ugly reminders of the Great Recession.
Yeah. A lot of people think that building should be preserved as it is, as a monument to greed and stupidity.
To greed and stupidity.
Though it is actually been taken over, would you believe, by the Central Bank of Ireland.